Doug Adler of Raymond James East Lansing. Doug, how are you?
Hey, good, Tony. How about you?
Boy, you've been traveling the globe lately.
Been hopping around a little bit.
And you know about those kids' pictures, because I'm sure you've had to deal with those.
You know, I was actually thinking about it from a different angle, too. I actually know a photographer in that business, and they make some money.
Oh, they make big cash.
Yeah, they do.
But talk about the stress and strain, you know.
Oh, it's worth it, right?
If you go to the sports, you know, when they have the sports photos, they got to get all the paperwork done and get the checks in and get everyone, you know, I don't need that.
No, it's just crazy. It'd be some stress, no question.
Well, we look at the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Italy fears rattle world's investors. The Dow dove 400 points yesterday. What happened?
It was ugly. You had, for every one stock that's listed advancing, you had 10 that traded to the downside. And then the trading volume was 70-1, Tony, to the downside. So, I mean, that was a one-way train. Straight down, as you just suggested. And you know what it was really is a realization that we've got some serious issues in the globe right now, and you know they're all fiscal. The challenges now have really moved on, or the concerns from Greece. People are talking about Italy, and what happened yesterday, this was the catalyst, is kind of the, you know, the unspoken line of demarcation with respect to government bond interest rates is 6%, which is to say, if rates go over 6%, the market gets spooked by it. They had crawled just a bit over 6% last week, and then yesterday in Italy, they blew through 7% up to around 7.5%, and all bets were off, and the sell button just was triggered around the globe. It was ugly.
Well, in looking at how big of an economy Italy is, you know what it got me thinking about, Doug, is how many other countries are ready to fail, and we just don't know about it yet.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. I mean, you know, Italy's sovereign debt, so government-issued debt, is about $2.3 trillion. They're the third largest debtor in the country, or in the world, rather. Number two is Japan, and number one, is, you know, us. So you can see when you get to the top of the food chain and there's a problem, it can spook global markets. And here's the thing. Japan's debt to GDP is almost, it's encroaching on 200%. Greece got into trouble. Italy got into trouble as they went through debt to GDP. That's government debt to the size of their economy. As that went through 100%. Well, Japan's already at, you know, 200, and we're in, you know, about to come up and hit the magic 100 here in the United States. So it's a serious business. It's scary. Now, things can be done, but they just, you know, the politicians, obviously, as we've, you know, all witnessed, don't move too fast, and the markets are providing some religion to them. So hopefully it's all going to, you know, play out.
Well, look, this is easy, Doug, as my wife has done in the past. You cut spending, you save. You do what you can to make more money until things get where they need to be. And as you mentioned, the politicians are kind of dragging their feet, but it seems they're going to take us down with them if we don't start getting some action.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, one of the great things, you know, none of us, of course, like volatility and you know, the stock market, especially when it's to the downside. But one of the great things about the markets, you know, globally, is that they are really the ultimate check and balance, which is to say, if the politicians do drag their feet, and they, as we've all seen, they like to spend more than we have, and they like to make the tough decisions, you know, by not making them, you know, to kick it down the road. And the markets don't tolerate that, and we're at that point now. So that's kind of the nice thing. And, you know, and if you think about it, you want to be optimistic, and I certainly do. Look what's happened in this country in the last 9 months. The dialogue has went 180, you know, from spending and new programs and all these other things, stimulus bills and et cetera, to this summer when we had the, you know, it wasn't pretty, but we had something positive come out of the debt ceiling debate, which is about $2.5 trillion in cuts. Granted, those are cuts in the growth rate, but who would have thought a year ago that we would have been, as the United States, talking about $2.5 trillion in cuts? And yeah, that's not going to be pretty, that negotiation. That's a lot of money. People have interest in that. But guess what? It happened. And that's happening all over the globe right now. So, you know, those things are reality is setting in. You can't spend, obviously. Families can't do it, as you alluded to. And the governments can't do it either, which is to spend what they do not have.
All right, Doug, final question for you. What do you think the market's going to do today? I guess what would calm the markets? What's Italy need to do?
They're having a bond auction later this morning. And if that goes well, it's one-year debt. If that is well, relatively well received. They have another auction of five-year debt next week. I think today might be a nice day, surprisingly. When you get typically, certainly there's no guarantee of this, but Tony, when you have a washout one-way, well, let's call it what it was. It was a train wreck yesterday. When you have a day like that, you tend to bounce, oddly enough, the next day to the upside. So I wouldn't be surprised if we get something positive here. And I'll tell you, underneath all of this, as volatile as the markets have been, if you look at the dollar level of the indexes, the S&P 500 trading around 1,230 right now, the markets really have held in there pretty well, considering all the negative news. And so if we can get anything, you know, positive, marginally so, it could be a good rally into the end of the year. So I'm actually relatively optimistic.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
See you, Tony.